Grounds.
You're now listening to the Chewing Grounds podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 10. This is filmed in advance. I'm going to actually plan on releasing this the day before my guest here actually fights. Today's guest is a very special, very, very special guest. I mean, we got acquainted by Kenya. Shout out to Kenya. He is a soon-to-be UFC fighter. He is an MMA fighter with an 11-win streak, 5-0 pro, and he's got 3 KOs. And he is going to be fighting tomorrow when this video releases on ESPN Plus for the UFC Contender Series. And if you guys haven't heard of him yet, his name is Theo. How do you pronounce the last name?
Relay Yang.
Welcome, bro.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Hell yeah, bro.
Me on your show. I'm excited.
Dude, I can tell the moment I met you, your energy is dope, bro. First of all, you're Montagnard.
Yes.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. And we were just talking earlier, you're also born in Vietnam.
Yeah, born in Vietnam, born and raised.
You know what this feels like right now? Yeah. Do you watch Marvel movies?
Marvel, yeah.
Okay, so
I love superhero action movies.
Oh, bro.
Who's your favorite?
Oh, man. Iron Man was like the classic. Now in the new wave, I like Spider-Man. And have you seen Shang-Chi?
No, I haven't. I heard that was really good.
Oh my God, I should have invited you. That shit was... All I'm going to say is you got to watch it.
Really?
It was like amazing for our culture, you know? Like really great for Asian culture.
Wow, that's dope.
It was really dope. I was going to tell you with the Marvel thing, it feels like I'm in a multiverse. Like you're me in another universe and we're in the same planet right now.
Yeah.
Because right. We're the same height. We're both born in Vietnam. Uh-huh. When did you come to America?
I came here 2002 when I was 8 years old.
Wow, you speak really fluent and good English.
Oh man, appreciate it.
Dude, for real, my sister came here when she was 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
Still has an accent bit, like, you know what I mean?
Metro, how you doing?
Not that bad. That's my mom, but she has like problems with like grammar. And she do you?
Not really.
Yeah, you don't seem like that at all, man.
I wouldn't say I pick up fast, but I went through like I started second grade, middle school, high school, and then I went to college, and then dropped out of college. One more year left.
Wait, what college? Out. What college you go to?
I went to UNC Pembroke, and then I transferred to UNC Greensboro.
Oh, shit. And then you dropped out?
Yeah, I had like 1 year left, and then I just dropped out. My parents spazzed on me, like, they went off of me after that.
Speaking of, so being an MMA fighter, how do you, when you first start, like, working your way up the ladder, right, how do you make money? Like just side jobs, things like that, and then you just fight on as anytime you get the chance.
Yeah. So starting off when you're an amateur fighter, you don't get paid at all. You basically have to. Yeah. When you're an amateur fighter, you don't get paid. You have to basically pay every time to fight.
They charge you?
Yeah. They charge you like a fighter fee. You got to do all your medicals, blood work, eye exam, all that stuff. So that adds up like roughly around 200 around, you know. But you do that every 6 months. So and for most of my amateur career, I had to fight like 4 years amateur. Man, I was working because I dropped out of college,
right?
To my friend hit me up. He's like, yo, you want to work with me at my aunt's nail salon?
No way. Yeah. We own nail salons.
Yeah,
is
really?
That fucking funny?
Yeah, that's so funny.
Wait, so you did nails?
Yeah, I worked at a nail salon for 4 or 5 years when I was doing most of my amateur career. I mean, all of my amateur career, I was working, doing nails, and then
during the
day, and then MMA fighter during the night.
Dude, bro, someone needs to make a comic book after you. It's just like at night, I mean, during the day, or like your startup career as a nail salon tech, and then you make it big, dude, bro. Dude, so this fighter, UFC Contender Series by Dana White.
Yes, sir.
So if you win this fight against, I believe his name is Steven Nguyen, another Viet, bro. He's 7-1, and he's 5'11". Yeah. What the fuck? Same weight as you? He must be really skinny. I saw a picture. He looked lean, but
he's probably walking around like 165, 170 around there.
Damn.
And then that's what I walk around too.
Really?
But I cut down to 145. So the weight class we're fighting is at featherweight, 145.
Bro, you cut 20 pounds?
Yeah.
20 How pounds. The fuck? Where are you at right now, like, roughly?
I just weighed myself. I weigh 165 right now.
Damn,
I have to... I'm starting basically...
It makes sense, though, because I saw you, and you're the same height as me, but you're a lot more, like... I'm 145.
I'm a little bit more a little stocky because my size. So I used to wrestle. I'm used to the weight cut.
How does that? Okay. Well, we'll get into that. But real quick, with the UFC, I wanted to ask you. So this fight that is going on, I believe it's September 21st, right?
Just September 21st.
The day after this episode release, guys. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. If you win this, what does that entail for you?
Yeah, man.
I read it a little bit.
Yeah, so if I win this, I'm in the UFC. I get the contract. So, yeah, that's which is huge. This is going to be, like, life-changing, change my whole, my family God. And my life and people all around me, you know. So, Dude. I'm going to capitalize this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
You're going to – dude, I'm rooting for you. Man, you're going to win this, bro. You got to win this. Wait, so people who actually, I don't even want to fucking talk about that. Let's just get right into my next question with the weight cut, dude. So when you said you wrestled a lot, right?
Yeah.
And I never understood this. The weight cutting process is so like rigorous. Like it's so hard. First of all, does that fuck with your head ever?
Yeah, bro. The weight cut is probably the hardest part of during the fight for me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
So, the fight camp, yeah, you're doing a lot of sparring and training. And then I usually do my weight cut 2 weeks out before the fight. So right now I'm really starting my weight cut kind of. Wow. Which is kind of, I'm going to be on your podcast, The Chewing Grounds, about to eat some food.
Speaking of,
like, not a best decision, but hey, we're here. I know you only live once.
Speaking of, we're doing a blind sushi taste test at the end of this episode, but we'll keep it to one piece so we don't fuck up your diet too hard. I don't want to be the reason you fuck up.
Oh, no, appreciate that. But yeah, the weight cut, I do 2 weeks. I start cutting my really serious cut.
Yeah.
And I start like eliminating a lot. I don't try to eat much carbs, so I gotta take out the rice. Which we eat rice almost every day, you know?
Every day, bro. What is your diet like?
It's lean meat. I try and do meal prepping, so like throughout the week. So I like doing like chicken breast, salmon, and then mixed vegetables, different vegetables, and I drink a lot of water. Stay hydrated during the week, not as much salt and stuff. And then during the fight week, that's when I really start cutting.
So 20 pounds in 2 weeks. How the fuck is that even possible? What the hell? I'm so confused. I'm just thinking of it in my head.
Like other fighters, they cut way more weight. Like
more than that?
Yeah, like 30. Like some guys, maybe 40. This is very unhealthy. This is the
super
main,
unhealthy.
Yeah, bad. Like one of the good bad things about this sport, because guys are cutting weight, so they have advantage over different fighters. You know.
Yeah.
And if you're not gonna cut, if I fight around 165, I'm fighting guys that's like coming down from 190, 200 just to fight at 165.
Wow.
You know, like Khabib.
The GOAT.
Yes, sir. He walks around like 190, almost 200. He cuts down to 155.
Damn, 40 pounds?
Yeah. And there's a few times he had to get hospitalized. Because
I've seen that.
And some people have passed out during weigh-ins.
Wow.
So
weigh-ins are the day before?
Yes, the day before.
Okay, so you just got to hit 145. And then after that, do you just eat a lot? Everybody do that?
I have a strategy. Like
you don't have to release it, by the way. You can be vague if you want.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
I mean, like a lot of fighters do this. Like you don't want to eat too much.
You can't
bloated because your stomach's already shrink from the weight cut. Yeah. So you wanna eat a good portion. For me, I love like my go to after I do the weigh-ins, I take like I rehydrate, refuel. Eat like drink some juice and stuff, and then 30 minutes to an hour I get food. I love Italian food.
Food, bro.
Like that's my go-to because it has a lot of very healthy carbs, and it's because you're that week I'm cutting all my carbs, so
crazy.
And I'm just like a skeleton already.
Are you lightheaded when you weigh in?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Most times.
Dude, I need to figure that out, because that's so unhealthy.
Yeah.
I've heard so many stories. Like, I watched Joe Rogan, uh-huh. and he'll talk about it. And he's like, it's so unhealthy because, like, you're so dehydrated. And 20 pounds in 2 weeks is insane.
Yeah. The most I've cut is 15 pounds in 1 day. I almost died.
How do you... Wait. How... Okay, wait. Let me think about this. 15 pounds in 1 day. So you fast the whole time.
Yeah, fast. And then I do...
sauna?
Yeah, sauna. And then I just, like, run, like, crazy, like, miles. And then... like train inside the gym, like rigorous workout, you know, brutal, just try to kill myself.
Fuck yeah, you're gonna be in the end of the damn hospital if you do some shit like that. You gotta be smart with it.
And the crazy thing, my plan is I'm eventually dropping to 135.
Wow.
135.
So are you gonna walk around less then?
Yeah. So okay. Yeah, once I Khabib told me this when I was in AKA.
Bro, it's so cool that you met him.
Yeah, he's so awesome.
Goat, bro.
Yeah, bro, this good. It's very humble. Like, I just had a casual conversation
with foreigners. It's just foreigners.
Yeah, he was just very cool dude. And it's just the crazy thing was I started talking to him was about soccer. And then, because he was big.
He loves soccer. Well, he was trying to play for a team or something, right?
Yeah, he just got signed to a professional soccer league.
I saw that.
Yeah, and which is crazy. He's the most dominant fighter now.
It's because he doesn't want to fight anymore.
Yeah.
It's his mom told him that she doesn't want to see him anymore or something like that. And then he was like, he agreed. And that's crazy because imagine being at that peak of your life. Like, he is in his peak right now. He could kill anyone.
For real.
And yet he's just like, I'm done. I'm done with it. He has enough money. He donates a lot. Like, that's awesome. Man, that's crazy. So, 15 pounds in 1 day, 20 pounds in 2 weeks. Wow. I'm thinking that, what it reminds me of? It reminds me of bodybuilders, but even more extreme. Because a lot of bodybuilders, they do that. Like, they do the same thing.
They do the bulking and then the shredding.
Yeah. I can't imagine that, bro. It's so bad, but it's so, I guess you have to hit that for the advantage because everybody's trying to, play it up. I can't believe the guy you're fighting, Steven Wynn, he's 5'11", and he's going to be down to 145 pounds. He must be lanky.
He's long, lanky. He got a little bit of reach on him.
Yeah, I have
I think he used to wrestle, too, so he's probably, used to wrestle. I can't tell.
Yeah, I'm boxing someone this Saturday, but, for fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's 5'11", so I'm
Kind
of, it was 5'11". I think he might be 6'0", but so we'll be in the same kind of.
He's 6'0"?
Yeah, I meant 6'0". 6'0", 6 feet. 6 feet, my bad.
Okay.
But yeah, so how did you start your career, man? So first day, were you at Nail Tech first?
Yeah.
Damn, bro, I can't believe you were at Nail Tech. That's so crazy to me. Yeah. So, man, it's so funny because we own nail salons. Yeah, I'm like, bruh, I don't do nails, but I manage the shop, and my mom does nails, and my sister used to. Anyways, so you went, you did nail salon, and then what in your path was like, I'm going to start beating the shit out of people for a living?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was funny. My boss at the time, he was a big fight fan too. He loves UFC.
Oh yeah.
And he watches a lot of kung fu karate movies and stuff. He gave me the option. We watched one of the fights sometime. I think it was one of Manny Pacquiao fighting.
Manny Pacquiao fighting.
And we were watching it, and it's like I told him, Danny, I wanna do this. I wanna fight.
How old were you?
I was 21. Yeah.
Damn, how old are you now?
27.
So you started only 6 years ago?
Yeah.
You're really good for someone who started 26 years. I mean, just 6 years ago. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So then, at 21, you said that, and then what next?
Yeah. And then, it's like, oh, really, Mike? He calls me Mike. So everybody knew me from the nail salon as Mike because they said my name, Teal, sounds like somebody sneezing. I was like,
Teal.
Yeah.
Is it Teal or Theo?
Yeah, he says the way he says it. Yeah, it's Theo. But he sounds like someone sees, so he calls me Mike. So, oh, really, Mike? You want to fight? I know the promoter. I have a promoter, a guy in Virginia. He's because I worked in Virginia at the time.
Danville?
Yeah, Danville.
I saw that. Wow, yeah, that's crazy.
I worked in Greensboro. I drove all the way to Danville.
Why the fuck did you not work in Greensboro? I wish I knew you. I would have just hired you in the Greensboro shop.
I didn't have a license, so I was working.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, a lot
of people do that.
I was working 5 years without no license. So.
Bruh, I'm glad that we didn't meet because then you did the MMA thing, and now we met, so it's perfect timing.
Yeah, perfect timing.
Okay, so then you did the fight promoting, and then what next?
right? And then so I hit up the promoter, right? And then it was like 2 weeks before the fight actually happened, right?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Really? And then he's like, yo, what's up, Bob? He's like the promoter name. I'm trying to fight on your show. And he's like, you have anybody available? He matched me up. They had one guy left.
Oh, God.
The guy who was walking around like 190. He was cutting to...
what?
We were supposed to fight at 170, right? The fight was set for 170. I was weighing 158 at the time. I said, all right, let's do it. let's go.
Did you gain or did you just go in?
I just go in. Like, I was like, I had, bro, my first fight ever. I fought this guy. This guy was huge, bro. He was like 6'2", right? And he had like 7 years experience. He was like a high level jiu-jitsu, like brown belt, and like a couple of years of Muay Thai experience, wow. Bro. I don't know, because my mindset, I was like, I had to like, all right, I used to wrestle.
Did you beat his ass or no?
Actually, so and during the fight, bro, I got my butt whooped. Bro.
It was the first one.
Yeah,
that was your only loss.
Yeah, that was my only loss. The I had 2 weeks notice to train for this fight. Nobody trained me.
It was amateur, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, it was amateur, but nobody trained me. I literally trained myself. I would get the nail salon. We get off at 9. I would go to a lifting gym. It had one punching bag. And I would just go ham on the boxing bags.
No way.
Yeah. So that's and then that fight, up. The fight week, I got sick. It was like during around this September. And I didn't, they said, if you, like, I didn't want to back out because they said if you back out, like, last minute for the fight, you get suspended. So you can't fight for, like, couple months.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man.
This is in when you were 21?
Yeah, that was in 21. Yeah, and then, bro, when I was in there, I took the first fight. Bro, I was, like, deer in headlights. I don't know. You seen the first fight?
No, I haven't. I didn't see the first one.
My friends, they watched it and they were laughing because I was swinging. Wow, I had no training, nothing, bro. And this guy, bro, I almost knocked him out in the first round, bro. I had him hurt on the cage. I was like going ham, but then after the first round, I got gas. He was like, and then second round, he just picked me apart. It was like elbows, knees, bruise, and like, bro. After end of the fight, I was had. Both black eyes, bruised knots here and there. I had, bro, like, it was, like, so bad. Like,
bro.
And then
I've seen you leak. I've seen some of your shit. Bro, you guys are gladiators, man. You guys are, like, modern-day gladiators. You guys are crazy out there fighting, bro. So then after that fight, what happened?
All right. Yeah, bro, after that fight, I was, like, I was so sad and depressed, bro. I went home crying.
I was like,
my dream's over. And I was, like... yeah, and then I was like, I told myself, nah, I can't quit.
Hell yeah.
You know, I told myself I'll never want to experience this feeling again. I'll never want to taste defeat again. That's why I worked so hard, you know? I was like, I'll never want to...
You got humbled.
Yeah, I got humbled. And then I went to different gyms. I finally found this gym called Primer Martial Arts in Greensboro.
You told me about it.
I've been with them. Yeah, and then I've been on the 11-fight win streak now.
Wow.
And with them and traveling different super camps. Wow. And yeah, now I'm about to fight for the UFC.
Dude, so you have... Dude, that is so awesome. Nail tech to potentially the UF fucking C. And I'm manifesting it, bro. You're going to beat David... I mean, not David. Steven Wynn, and you're going to whoop his ass, and then you're going to get to the UFC, man. And then I'm going to be like, dude, sure. I know a UFC fighter. And you better still keep doing these podcasts.
Nah, for real. I got you. Yes, sir.
We're going to schedule another one for when you're back, bro. All
right. I'm down.
Bro, that's wild, man. Yeah. I really... Man, that's... fucking crazy. I'm just thinking of the stories. I'm like, most guys are like, okay, they wrestled and then they did a Muay Thai and then they got into MMA. You were a nail tech, bro. That is so funny. That's the most Asian thing in the world too. Right. You really fit the script.
Yeah.
Wait, were you doing like acrylic and everything or were you just doing gel and like regular?
I was doing gel, manicure, pedicure, but I was doing that good at dipping powder too. But I didn't want to do SNS. I didn't want to learn acrylic because it's like it's really
smell,
the smell and it make me lightheaded.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, bro, I hate it. I couldn't stand it. I was like, nah, I'm gonna stick to. But I was one of the best pedicure. I had so many people calling
you
me.
You were going in on that shit, boy. The muscles.
Yeah, nah. I they call them like some of the ladies. I had the one I was the most requested at my shop because they call me like Magic Mike. like that. Magic Mike. Like, so bro, funny. The older ladies, they love me.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, they love them little Asian guys, boy. Dude, man, me and you need to spar sometime, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, box around.
Yeah, bro,
with
I'm
headgear,
down. Let's go.
I'm not trying to get my ass beat. I would love,
I'll go light with you, bro.
I wanna learn jiu-jitsu so jiu-jitsu. Bad, bro. I want to find a gym and I want to learn jiu-jitsu. So did you ever do jiu-jitsu? You did it, right?
Yeah, I did jiu-jitsu.
But you have a wrestling background.
Yeah, I have a... Like,
which is what benefits great, on yeah. that. Yeah. Which is crazy because in a little bit, I have some videos that I wanted to watch with you. We're going to react with the TV here.
Okay.
And then I wanted to see... Like, I wanted to talk to you about your striking, though. Because... Yeah. Even though you have a background in wrestling,
yeah.
you crack, bro. I seen some of the cracks, man. You will knock down a motherfucker with a punch. You have some knockout power. Tell me about the AKA gym. You were working out at AKA, which is, if you guys didn't know, like that's Khabib's gym.
Yeah.
And like a couple other fighter, like top names.
Yeah, they have a lot of few UFC fighters there now, but like they have a lot of UFC champions that
that's crazy.
They made in that gym. And so, yeah, I was... Getting on some great work over there.
Did you ever mess with Khabib? Like, got to roll with him?
I didn't get to roll him. That was that would have been a dream come true. But he was mainly working with his guys, you know, who had come and fight some. He was only there for 2 weeks when I was there.
Okay,
so
that's crazy, bro. That must have been surreal. Like in there, I love LA. That's a LA. Cool area to be.
Oh,
yeah. Especially hella Asians too.
Oh yeah.
Point. Have you lived in Greensboro your whole life, up to then? From then.
Yeah, I for most of my life I live in Greensboro.
That's crazy.
I live 1 year in Danville, just when I got tired commuting, so I stayed. Another year in Wilmington.
Wilmington, I went to school there. That's awesome, bro. Yeah,
UNCW.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. That's crazy. My apartment is right in front of Wilmington. Yeah.
Wait, what was the name? I might know it.
Right, it's across. I forget the name.
Dude, I bet you
it's
I know
right
it.
Decided.
It's like I know all those apartments. But you, that's crazy though.
And I was working at that nail salon too, right there.
Wait,
that was my last year working.
So you were what, 24, 23 at that time, the Wilmington one.
The Wilmington? No, it was actually 2 years ago. That was probably like 25. Yeah, probably like 24, 25.
I'm trying to think. So you were 25, 22. Damn it, I graduated already. Because I'm 24. So I'm just trying to think in my head, were we in Wilmington at the same time? This is like the multiverse, bro. Yeah. Like a Marvel, man. Dude, man, so cool. That's fucking awesome. So you're representing Greensboro. You're representing Vietnam. You're representing the Montagnard community. And this is a crazy thing. I didn't even I always heard about this growing up, but Montagnard, apparently, like, the older people don't like Vietnamese people. So, like, they have, like, a beef. I didn't really know about that. And then, like, my parents told me, like, yeah, like... like generations back, Montagnard and Vietnamese didn't fuck with each other.
Yeah, there was a lot of tension between back then.
Yeah,
during the,
and
the
if time. You guys didn't know, Montagnard is pretty much mountain people, but like in Vietnam, there's communities and villages that are in like the higher up mountain area, and then they have their own kind of like culture, and you speak your own kind of language.
Yeah, we have there's for my there's at least 32 different tribes.
Damn,
bro. I'm mixed with two different tribes.
Wow.
Yeah, we're like the native.
Are you mixed
indigenous.
With black? Because you're culture, bro.
Be. Yeah,
for real, bro.
I might be.
All right, man. So you fight for, you're a featherweight, right?
Yes.
What's your stance?
Because
you switch a lot.
Yeah, I fight orthodox and southpaw. So
I noticed that.
I just switch a lot.
I noticed that on your fight with Marshall.
Marshall Shermer.
Yeah. All right,
that was that
of,
one.
Bro, what were you going to say? That was like
one of the most crazy fights.
Bro, that fight with... If y'all don't know Theo, y'all please watch that fight. It's not even a representation of him because it was 2 years old, but it's more of a just a good-ass fight. You guys were fucking going at it. At points, I thought you were going to lose. Yeah. At points, I thought he was going to lose. It was crazy.
Yo, the referee was about to stop the fight like
0.5
seconds.
When he started elbowing your ass.
Like,
bro,
I got cut right here in the eye, and bro, he was like 0.5 seconds. He was about to jump in, and then I woke up, bro. I was literally...
For sure. I'm about to let's talk about this shit right now. Hold up, let me just pull up the screen recording. This is so cool to react with an MMA fighter, like your fights. I think that's so sick.
Oh wow.
Okay, here
this
we go.
This is my first time actually doing reaction. To
is this your first video? Time doing a podcast?
No, I've done a.
Oh, okay, I was about to say you're really good.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, some people are really like shy when they do a podcast and they're like nervous and shit.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. So I have it pulled up. So this is Theo fighting Marshall Shermer. He's a little bit taller than you, I think.
He was 5'10".
5'10"? Goddamn, he didn't look that much taller.
Yeah, and this is his hometown, Virginia Beach, too. What? He had thousands of supporters coming out to him.
Bro.
And
at the end, they were booing your ass.
Yeah, they were booing me. That's why I was surprised why they booed me, too. But I mean, I don't mind going into another man's territory or, like, you know.
You like that?
Dethrone him or, like, go and take his crown.
I think that'd be cool, bro.
Because he was the champ, too. You know? Yeah.
So, oh, my gosh, bro. I have this timestamp that I wanted to watch with you.
All right.
Let's just react to this.
So let's see how this ends up on the feet between these two.
All right, I'm going to lower the volume. Oh, bam, boy. You right fucking hand, cracked his hand. Ass, boy. Look at this shit. That's that. Watching that, I'm going to pause for a little bit.
Yeah.
Watching that was the first time. Because I remember Kenya was like, hey, you should hit up Theo, get him on the podcast. I hit you up, and you were in LA at the time. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, I'm down when you're in town. So I was like, all right, at this point, I wanted to start doing research about you.
Yeah.
So the first thing I did was I just straight up Googled you. And then I saw your fight record, and then I did YouTube. This was the first fight I watched. And it was so entertaining, bro. Let's watch a little bit more.
Uh-huh. This guy was like a high-level jiu-jitsu guy, too. I didn't want to play a ground game with him.
No. I noticed.
This was actually when I was living in Wilmington. I trained different camp. So no I was way. Living in Wilmington for 8 years. So that gym was predominantly jiu-jitsu, wrestling gym. So I didn't really work on my striking. And so they were trying, basically I had working one of my, one of the coaches there, he was telling me turn into a brawl, you know.
It was smart.
This guy, you know, his style, this guy gets gassed out quicker because Marshall, his habit of like, he would go burst at the first, hard the
Dude,
first
the
round.
The first minute he was go hard. Going in really fast and then he got cracked.
Yeah. And. That's probably why he started slowing down. And,
yeah.
But I've never fought like this. This is like my first ever time trying to go turn into a brawl and go, wow. That's why that fight was so entertaining.
That's why I hit you up and I was like, I thought you were really good at striking because I had watched this only at the time. Yeah. And then you were like, yeah, I actually have a wrestling background. And then I watched some of your other fights. And I was like,
Yeah. So I didn't work much on my striking at this fight for this training for this fight.
Oh, wow. You did really good, man.
Yeah.
I guess that's natural.
Yeah. And yeah, but I'm naturally more like calm, relaxed, and you know,
that's really important.
And pick my shots, like, blah, 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 you know.
So I want to pull up this part. You brought this up earlier. It's actually at 3:20. I have the notes here. Right. All right, here we go. This is, bro, just let's watch this and tell me what was going on in your mind, okay? All
right.
There we go. All right, so right here,
boom.
Boom,
right hand. Ooh, boom,
boom, we got you with two rights.
I
was
my hand.
Scared for you right here.
Yo.
I was, dude, look at that ref. Dude.
Bro,
like,
I was taking
how are you
shots,
still holding?
Bro,
you ate them shits. Like a, bro, how, this is where I was like, bro, holy shit. So in that moment, what's even going on in your head? You're like, just like, you're just bro. Survival, like...
Yeah, survival. I was like, oh, shit. Like, yo, I'm actually, like... Bro, I was literally getting rocked, bro. Like, you're I was, like, seeing stars, for real.
But
bro,
how did you come back from that shit?
Low-key, in my mind, I was literally, like... You know how you fall in the water you were sinking? That's why I was just taking those shots, like... Boom, 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 the head. Yeah. I was like... And then I snapped out of it. Oh, shoot. Like, what? And then I just naturally, like, instinct. I just hugged him
for
dear life.
Dude, thank God you hugged him.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't.
Yo, he was about to stop the fight there. Over. It was done over. Like, he was, like, that close, right?
You bro. Saw that. Yeah. And you know what? You took him to the.
I was like, I'm not gonna lose. I was like, he got to kill me.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude. That's a right mentality. Yeah. You better have that when you fight win.
Yeah, bro.
All right. So here's another timestamp I want to talk about. You start leaking. Both of you guys are leaking a little bit. Yeah. I think you're leaking a little bit more at this point.
He gave me a cut from the
boom.
Elbow.
Look at that right hand. You got a bomb right there.
This is when I started being left. More calm, relaxed. I'm more like more.
Bro,
like,
that
more
calf kick. All right, I want to talk about this. Yeah. In this fight, your calf kicks were genius because that's what ultimately kind of got him. I'll pull it up later at 16:57. But let's finish this, and I'll talk to you about calf kicks.
All
right, bruh. Look at you fucking like just hunting him. And you were smart because you didn't want to take him in the ground.
Yeah, because
he was good at ground.
Yeah, he's good at ground.
Oh, that was, oh shit.
The nut shot.
That was accident though. You went for the abs.
I tried to go for the stomach. Yeah, that happens. And then so my fist hit his stomach, but my forearm hit his nuts. So it was not only once, but I did it twice.
I saw it, bro.
They took a point off of my way, and then that's why a lot of people would start booing me too.
Thank God it ended it by technical knockout.
Yeah, bro.
Because if you went to the scored already,
bro, if you went to the judges, I would have lost. I would have downed two fights because that fight, the first round, I got dropped. And then they took this next round. I was doing good.
It would have been equal.
Yeah.
It would have been 9-9, I think.
Yeah. I think he would have won because it's only three rounds for this one.
No, I meant the first round would have been for him. Yeah. Second round would have been tied because you got penalized, but you were doing better.
Okay.
I think the third round would have been the same. So you would have lost by like one. One round. That would be crazy. So, yo, let's watch this part real quick, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
This is near the end. This is the calf kick I'm talking about. This danger. Bop! Oh, yeah. And then look. Done, bro.
Like he got shot in the legs.
Done, bro. Dude, in the UFC I've been watching, man, everyone's been getting on those calf kicks.
Yeah.
It is, bro. This is the point where he knew it was over.
Right here?
He knew it was over.
Both connected. Bow. Boom! Right there.
He's done.
He landed overhand.
Bop!
And then I hit it right here with a body shot right on the ribs, bro.
Wait, hold on, real quick. Listen to all the boos.
What a crazy ending.
Yeah, I did the Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, I love that, dude. Are you a Ronaldo fan?
Yeah, I'm a big soccer fan.
Hell yeah, I love them both. I love both him and Messi.
Yeah, me too. I'm but more Ronaldo.
I feel you. I have another video, but we'll watch it here in a second. So with that fight, the calf kicks, I was going to talk to you about that. So I've noticed lately in the UFC specifically and all of MMA, calf kicks are becoming more prominent because people are realizing how powerful they are, right?
Yeah.
Because you can take someone's legs away. Mm-hmm. But the issue is when your leg is injured, the Conor McGregor instance.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing. So when do you know when to like, okay, I can pop him or damn, it's starting to hurt. Yeah. Is it scary ever to pop a calf kick? Because if they check you, that's a little.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of been guys breaking their legs. A
lot, bro.
Like, kicks. It's all if you just like kick the wrong way and then they check it.
You do you practice that?
Snap.
Is that something you can practice?
Yeah, you can practice. I practice a lot during my sparrings, you know.
What's your regimen usually like? Let's say, all right, you have a fight. It's fight week. Mm. We already know your diet. You're really strict. You're taking away carbs. You're all this stuff. But what about your workouts? Like, what kind of things are you doing? Are you sparring? Or are you doing more light? Are you what kind of fighter are you? Because I know some people, they go hard, but the risk of going hard is you can get hurt. And I know some people that actually take it really light. Where are you on the spectrum?
Yeah, I already went through most of the hard rounds and the hard sparring and out back in AKA they make us do like in the cage you hit gears and you're going 100%.
Really?
You one on one like actual fight.
Yeah. Anyone ever get hurt?
Some guys do get hurt.
Kind of scary.
But it's just to like try to
simulate.
Simulate, the fight closest possible, you know. And but now I'm like I'm 2 weeks out the fight. I don't really do hard sparrings. And just do more. This last 2 weeks, just mainly focus on my cardio and cutting the weight.
Wow.
You know, so I just take it, you know.
Do you lift any weights or do you just stick to like the cardio and the sparring and on that side?
I do. Yeah, we do a lot of strength conditioning too, preparing for the fight. I still do it, my strength conditioning, but not as like crazy heavy weights. We do like more. It's more like.
Give me an example. Like what kind of like. Like an average day, you're going to the gym. What are you doing?
Okay, so my schedule throughout the day. So,
leading up to a fight,
I go run my mile. Certain days, I do either my mile work, like road work. So I do like my distance run, and then every other day, I do that every other day, and then I do my sprints. And you know, because in a fight, it's like a sprint too. Like
so, you sprint after you run a mile.
No, it's like so every other day. Like
oh,
so
every other day. Okay. How's that, bro?
Yeah. So do sprints, and then after I do my cardio work, I do a little shadow boxing. Like
right.
You know, a couple rounds of shadow boxing, and then I go back home, get rest, eat some food, and then back again, train again.
Damn, bro, two sessions.
Yeah, right after I eat some food, and then go straight into another session, do my strength conditioning. My coach has a good strength conditioning program. I do like we do like a couple round jump ropes, you know, different weights, like kettlebell swings, stuff.
So a lot more functional, like moving around.
Yeah, just like, you know, just like you're lifting up guys.
Do you do any yoga or any like stretching stuff?
Yeah, so after that, when I get home, I do my yoga like during after the during the afternoon, and then I do right before I sleep too. So I do like, you know, because you need to do like stretches session.
Bro, what the fuck? So you're in terms of working out, you're spending what, 4 hours a day, but leading up to the fight? That's a lot.
Yeah, at least 2-3 workouts a day.
And each of the workouts, what, hour, 2 hours, 3 hours? How long?
If I go like my strength conditioning program, and then I do mitt work right after with that, so it's combined. So
Jesus
the mitt work
Christ.
With that.
And, how are you not tired?
Yeah, so then I nap. So the napping and the ice it recovery. So I do recovery and nap.
What do you do for recovery?
Like
ice baths or?
Yeah, sometimes. What? Either Epsom salt or ice bath.
You're crazy,
or,
bro.
I'd have roller thing, like, you know.
Yeah.
Some people have like the massage gun, and then I do stretches.
We need to get you a massage gun.
Yeah, I need to.
We need to get you one.
Yeah, and then afternoon session, and then.
If I work with a brand that does massage gun, I'll get a discount for you.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, for sure. I'll remember that.
I appreciate it.
So, okay. I can't even imagine doing an ice bath. I tried it one time because I got an injury and I was going to go like, you know, ice it up. So fucking cold. I could only do like a minute and I got the fuck out of there. It was so hard. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it's a lot mental too. You got to.
Dude, it's
crazy. You once you keep doing it often, you get used to it and maybe you should try the
cold showers.
The Cairo thing, though, you know.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Yeah. So wait, do you you got chiropractor too?
Chiropractor. I meant the chiropractor. You know, the talking about the ice machine, like they sit in it.
Oh,
it's like ice.
Oh yeah, I would love to do that, yeah. Dude. You know where you should go? You should go to Atlanta and go to Jeju Spa.
Jeju Spa.
Jeju Spa. Have you been there?
Jeju.
Yeah, Jeju Spa. It's a Korean spa.
Uh huh.
And the whole thing is a spa. It's huge, 24 hours, and you only pay one fee. It's like 20, 30 bucks. It's cheap.
Okay.
And inside, everyone wears the same outfit, and there's a personal spa for the guys, personal spa for the girls, where it's like a jacuzzi, a small pool, and stuff like that. But then you go to the main room, and it's this huge area, and they're huts. Like giant stone huts. Like this place is huge. Like I'm telling you, like it's massive. And each stone hut is a different degree of sauna. So you go into each one and everyone's quiet. Everyone's like talking like this. And there's an ice room too. So whenever you're too hot, you go into ice room. And then there's a restaurant there.
Wow.
And it's so cool. I gotta
take
it.
It's like a whole like wellness center.
Oh yeah, yeah,
like
it is. It is. Yeah, that's how they do it in Korea, apparently.
Wow.
And they copy
that
model.
Sounds like,
I need
like
to take
paradise.
You. I need to take you. It'll be really fun. I've been meaning to take everybody, like my friends and stuff.
Okay.
Next time, I'll hit you up if you're all around. Right, for sure. I'm so like stunned at your regimen. You know what we should do one day? One day down the road, like after another podcast or something, I want to do a video for my main YouTube channel where I do a day in the life of you, where I follow you around and I eat whatever you eat and I work out whatever you work out, because it seems intense, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, how you run?
Awesome.
How fast do you run a mile? You're not really going for speed.
Yeah, I'm not as going for speed when I do long distance.
Yeah,
but it's around 8 minutes, 9 minutes around there, because the park that I run at is just like it has
hills and shit,
and so it's like, you know, if you're on a track, I can run like
so you
7 minute mile.
So you do a mile only to warm up. Or, like, do you ever do, like,
I do,
even
at least,
longer?
I do, no. At least 5 to 7 miles.
5 to 7?
Yeah.
Bro, you didn't say that. I thought you
meant
a mile.
No, no.
Five to seven miles?
I meant, like, miles. Like
before you even start, like, everything else? That's crazy. I guess that's kind of like Rocky. You know, you watch the movies and he would run every morning.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right, let's watch this fight. This is your second most recent fight. It's with Dave Morgan. Your most recent fight, I couldn't seem to find online.
Oh, that recent fight, yeah. I have the video, but I don't know why. I don't think anyone posted it. I put it on private for some reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, guys, he has a YouTube channel, and you guys should definitely check it out. You can get that monetized now. You have 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, really?
You should, because it'll pay you every now and then. Yeah, yeah. You should do that.
If I need to. I need to start posting more content. Stay consistent too.
Search up on YouTube how to get monetized, because you have 1,000 subscribers, and I'm pretty sure you have enough views now, because you have some videos that are like a couple thousand and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think you can get monetized. So it's a paycheck every month.
Wow. Or,
yeah. Why not? It's not big yet. Yeah, yeah. But it can get big.
Yeah.
Why not? But yeah, if you guys haven't, you guys don't know, check him out on YouTube and Instagram. What's your Instagram tag?
Theo Relay Yang. So yeah,
it's theorlaying, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. Yep. All right, here's this fight with Dave Morgan, and I'm skipping to round three near the end because I want to talk about, this is a demonstration of how good your grappling and your ground game really is. This is the end. Lower the volume a little bit.
Yeah, this guy was like...
Dude, you were beating his ass since the moment that the fight started.
He wanted to take me down so bad. He's a 2-time national champion wrestler.
Really?
Yeah. He wanted to take me down so bad, but...
It's crazy.
Yeah. He tried through the overhand a lot, but a lot of these guys underestimate me. They don't think I can wrestle. But
look at this, bro. Bop, 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 bop. Bro, that must be the craziest feeling.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this guy not giving up. He got hard.
Yeah, he's not giving up. I give him props for going this far.
Yeah, he's mentally tough, so he's from all that wrestling days.
But then here
we
go.
He's like older. He's like 35.
But then here we go. Hey, a lot of MMA fighters are in their prime around 30, like 32,
33. I was like, look at you. I was trying to.
You're just getting anything in there, bro.
It was, I was really hard trying to finish this guy, but this guy, he's so short. He's short and like stocky too.
Yeah, he's shorter than you.
Yeah, he was like
5'4, 5'3, I believe.
Yeah.
Bop, 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 bop. Look at you. Yeah. You're just trying to get anything in. Yeah, dude, how hard is it to get a punch when you're in the clinch like that? Like when you're on the ground really close, like you can't really get much range, right?
Yeah, it's better to, posture up and then get range right here. But this guy was really like trying to hold me tight. And this one, that's why I had to go to AKA try to work on my ground and pound, my wrestling and stuff. But it's harder to like when somebody's trying to hold you and you're trying, you have to get like, it's better to get a good position first and then try to go for good ground and pound.
That's the thing about jiu-jitsu that they try to teach you. It's all about positioning.
Yeah, and positioning.
Like,
yep.
like how can you use the least amount of energy to get out of a position or like to move into a better one and stuff. So I've always been learning that. And also sometimes I notice that even if you're the bottom person, doesn't mean that you're in a bad position. Man, I'm having so much fun. I wish you were going to have to work out. When are you going to be in Greensboro again next time?
I got to leave next week.
Bro, you're going to be in Vegas, right?
Yeah, I'll be in Vegas next week. Yo.
Go, I'm so hyped. I'm going to text your ass. I'm be like, bro, I'm blocking out my whole like night. I want to watch that fight, bro.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, 8 o'clock. So you guys,
8 o'clock tomorrow from when this episode releases, you guys check it out. It's going to be on ESPN Plus. We're not going to wrap this up yet. I want to finish this fight and we're going to do the blind taste test because that's going to be the best way to send you out. When's the next time you're going to be in Greensboro?
I'll be back after my fight.
So like right after you just come back?
I'm going to stay in Vegas for like 1 or 2 days
and
then fly back out here. Cause I don't want to stay too much long in Vegas. Cause after I get,
you get
paid after it, you don't want to spend all that all the money.
Is this a pay fight?
Yeah.
Even if you lose?
Yeah.
Wow. Good shit, bro.
Yeah, bro. So, and then,
good money. I mean, don't tell me the exact amount, but like
it's decent right now because you're fighting for a contender series day show. But like once you get the contract, that's when the money's
big
better.
Money, bro.
Yeah, that's when you work your way up to like.
Yeah, man. I hope you fuck, man. I don't hope. I know you're gonna win this shit, bro.
Thank you, bro.
I know he's gonna win this shit. You're gonna fucking kill. Well, sorry, Vietnamese guy. I like you. It's all respect, all love.
Have
you met him?
No, I haven't met him. I actually watched some of his videos. I watched his vlogs.
Oh, he has vlogs?
I mean,
to keep vlogging. Your vlogs are good. I saw a few of them on your channel. Like you like traveling stuff.
Yeah,
you need to keep doing that, bro. The contender series that you're doing, that's really cool. Keep doing that. Like leading up to the contender series. So fun to watch.
Okay.
Let's finish this real quick so we can wrap everything up.
All right.
Pop, 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 pop. I just want to watch the ending with you because you murked this guy.
After the head kick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's bro, when I started posturing up.
Boom, bro. Right, look at him.
Yeah.
This dude's fending for his life. This is a representation of me and you in the ring. You'd whoop my ass. I'm just like holding on to you for dear life.
If you learn some jiu-jitsu, bro.
Yeah,
you
know, I want to learn.
You're going to be a threat on the bottom, too.
I don't know, man. I've been boxing. I'm a boxing guy.
Okay.
Yeah, stand-up. Yeah. But
I'm that's same. I was a wrestler, grappler.
Yeah.
But I fell in love with striking. Bro, I completely abandoned my wrestling. That's why most of my fights, it looks like I was just...
Striking.
Striking. Yeah. Knocking a lot of
people. Oh, here we go. Here it is. Now, here it is. Here's the ending of the round. You get him in that, the headlock. Yeah, and
I had a rear naked choke, bro.
That's the worst one. Bro, that's like the best for you.
Dude, he would not tap, bro. This guy had mad heart.
He had mad heart, bro. Like barely breathing at this point. Look at his legs. He's starting to give. Bro, and he's still like going in.
I had a, like.
Oh my God.
I was squeezing my arm, dear life. I was like, yo.
It's the last seconds of the round, too. This is so intense.
Five seconds left, so I was like, fuck it. And then I just
and fight. And you know you won that shit. Yeah. What is it like knocking someone out? Like, what's that feeling? Like, do you feel like an absolute villain? Or like, what's in your mind? Like, I heard Joe Rogan when he said, like, when he knocked someone out, it scared him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because in his experience, he was like, oh shit, I really just fucking knocked this dude out. What does it feel like for you? What's going on in your head?
It's like, one, it's a relief too after a fight, like, you know, the win. But for me, when somebody's hurt, I just like have a really good killer instinct and just go for the kill.
Ah, like, you know, yeah. You're like instantly like get on top of them.
Like finish him, like, finish him.
I can't. I've boxed and I've fucked around with friends and I've boxed like, you know, like for fun. A lot of for fun matches and stuff. And I've never knocked someone, but I've never just. And just like crack someone, bro. I can't imagine that feeling. I don't know if whether I'd like it or I hate it. Like honestly,
yeah. It's better. It's you or the other guy. You know. So,
yeah, that's true. So it's like, survival. Yeah, survival, yeah, man.
So might as well be him than you, right?
Oh my god. He's
trying to take your life. You know,
exactly. It's different when you're in the fucking cage, bro. Yeah. It's like life or death.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, that's how you gotta have that mindset, bro.
Bro. I can't believe you're fighting someone so much taller than you. You're going to whoop his ass, too.
Dude, I'm so used to it. I fought almost everybody I fought was taller than me, except this. That was that last fight.
The first guy.
I fought was somebody taller, shorter than me.
Crazy,
I'm actually, like, kind of smaller for my weight class. That's why I should drop to 135.
Really?
You know?
Mm-hmm. You're going to lose some muscle, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to walk around, like, 155, 160, around there.
Weight.
Yeah.
So I walk around 150. So you're going to be, like, right around me. But like way more muscular than me. I seen your abs, bro. In that fight with Marshall. God damn, bro. You look shredded, bro.
I've been training a lot harder this one, so I'm
woo, hell yeah, I can't wait, bro. So you're gonna be in Greensboro after 2 days after Vegas. Mm-hmm. Let's
You train a lot too, right?
I'm more of a weightlifter.
Uh-huh.
I do just bodybuilding.
Bodybuilding?
Yeah, I do 5 to 6 days a week. Six actually, and then Sundays are my only day off. And then I did, and I still occasionally do boxing training, like a little bit. Back then I was a little bit more serious about it.
It's like an adrenaline rush when you're fighting, sparring somebody. You know,
it's completely like, different, bro. That's why I want to, we should spar. It'd be really fun. With headgear.
Let's go. Let's do it.
So you're going to be back for October. I leave the third week of October for Europe. But before, let's try to get a podcast in, man. Or after, and I'll just release it after when I come back, because I would love to see you after the fight, whether you win or lose, which you will win. You're gonna win.
We'll get to try.
Hell yeah, dude! It'll be fun.
The crazy thing is, like what I tell them, motivate myself is like, all right, because I've been like, bro, on a strict diet this whole fight camp. Was like, so I tell. Theo, you win this, you can eat as much food as all you can. Like,
almost
anything you want. Because, bro, I love food too. Like, just like you, bro. I seen you some of your videos.
What's your favorite Vietnamese food?
Bro, I mean, I like bun bò Huế.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your favorite?
I like pho. Like, the
pho.
And like banh mi and stuff. Yeah.
Banh mi.
Yeah.
Good. You know what's an underrated one?
What?
I don't remember the name, but it's made in bamboo leaves. And then you unwrap it. And it's like this little like flour thing, like flour, like
rice, sticky rice.
No.
Talking about different ones.
It's like
And
fuck. It's like it's not clear, but it's like white and it's like a gooey and it has like stuff in it and you put it in fish sauce. It's just good, bro. Just, I love that shit.
I haven't had that in a minute.
Yo, Gaya is really good too.
Who?
Gaya. The dessert.
Yeah, I love that,
bro. When you're in Vegas, if you need restaurants to go to for the next few days, I know some dope spots, bro.
Oh yeah, after my fight, bro, I'm gonna eat as much food.
Bro,
as
like... they got buffets there that are wild too. Like the Bacchanal, that's a good buffet.
The Bacchanal?
Yeah, what it's a little more expensive, bro. Everything.
Everything.
Like they got, and you can all you can eat.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's really good. It's in Caesar's Palace. It's beautiful.
Whoa.
Beautiful.
I've been to one place is all you can eat hot pot and sushi.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
I haven't been there. That's interesting. I might have to find out the place.
My friend knows the name. He put one, but it's so good.
I know a really good taco place. Uh-huh. It's off the strip. It's called Mas Pervors. And then I know the Bacchanal is really good. That's the famous one that everyone goes to. If you this is kind of expensive, but if you have the time.
Bro, I might write this all this down.
If you have go ahead.
I'm going to put this on my notes.
I got
right
you,
now,
bro. That's my job.
I'm going to go all these food places.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the list, and then you decide which one you want to go to. You could probably fit in like two or three of these places.
Bacchanal, okay.
So Bacchanal is like buffet. You got all the classics, like everything. And everything's good, really good there. And it's pricey, but not too bad because it's all you can eat. And then you have Las Por Favor.
Oh, Las Por Favor.
Yeah. Okay. That place is off the strip, so you'll have to take an Uber.
Okay.
Best tacos. I don't know if they do reservations.
Do they have the little thing where they dip it? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know if they have it there. Oh, okay. But you know what they have there? Any mixed drink that you get there, they do it like a cartel. Because the theme is cartel. Uh-huh. Like underground, illegal. Like you walk through a tunnel and shit.
Really?
And if you get a drink with sugar, they line it up like cocaine. It's so cool. And then they put it in. Yeah, it's so cool. That's a cool experience.
Okay.
Yeah, so those two are dope. My favorite restaurant of all time is there, but you have to get a reservation in order to go there, and it's a little expensive. It's like $100 a person.
Wow, shoot, I got them. I'm getting paid. Okay, yeah.
Hell's Kitchen by Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, Hell's Kitchen. I've never.
You have to get a reservation though.
Oh, okay.
You won't get in unless you get a reservation. You might be able to get it. You have to get the 3-course menu with the most important thing is the appetizer. Get whatever you want.
3-course dinner.
For the entree, you like steak?
Yeah, I love steak.
Get the beef Wellington, because that's his specialty.
Beef Wellington. Okay.
Yeah, and then...
How do you spell Wilmington?
Wellington. Oh, it's like W-E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, I think. I don't know, something like that. Just put Wellington,
okay.
You'll know.
Wellington, yeah.
And then for dessert, get the toffee pudding.
Toffee pudding.
Yeah, bro. I'm hooking it up. I got a lot, man. You can always text me too. I got you.
Yeah, I'll definitely hit you up, bro.
All right, man. Let's do this sushi thing. You ready?
Right. Yes,
I'm gonna
sir.
Put up. I'm gonna give you a blindfold. All right, guys. We are back from break, and we're about to do a blind taste test here. I'm super excited for this. Are you excited?
Yeah, bro.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
I've never done anything like this before.
So. You don't have to worry about the mic. I'll make sure the volume is good.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Actually, I'll move it for you.
Yeah, I'm just hungry too. So like, can't wait.
And right during break, I asked Theo. I was like, just to make sure you're okay with the fact that this is not. This is not super healthy food, right? he gave me the waiver. So if he misses weigh-ins, it is not my fault.
No, I was like, if I miss my weight, I'm blaming on you.
You're like, yeah, that sushi I ate.
Yeah,
no,
I was kidding.
But
I'll make weight, no doubt.
Okay, so this is going to be a little bit different than usual blind taste test. Oh, yeah, also, I asked you earlier, just a second ago, what happens if you miss weigh-in, like if you like were over the weight, and you said that you get penalized, like sometimes pay
your purse, or if you're coming too over, they won't...
Some guys won't
accept the fight, or they won't take, like you were saying, like if you're sometime like 3, 4, 5 pounds over, they won't, like the other opponent won't take
that's
the fight.
Crazy, bro. You better make weight, bro.
Yeah, nah.
Better make weight.
No doubt, I will.
All right, so what we have here, guys, is we have 8 different pieces of sushi, 2 on each different plate, and don't worry, I cleaned the plates. All
right.
So what Theo is going to do is he's going to eat 2 pieces of sushi from each plate, which are almost identical type of rolls. So like the flavor should be similar between the two. And you have to tell me which of the two came from the grocery store and which one came from a restaurant.
Okay. This is gonna be like a little. All right,
sounds fun.
Yeah, a little test to see if you're able to tell which one's the higher grade sushi.
Okay.
All right, so we're gonna start on your left side, mm-hmm. so you can find that plate. Yep. Right there. There's two pieces of sushi, uh-huh. and these are eel rolls.
Eel roll. Okay.
Yeah. So go ahead and grab whichever one you want. Okay. Yep. Go ahead. Give that a little taste for me. He's been starving, so he can wait for this. And these are undipped, no soy sauce. We just did whatever sauce that had it. Is that one good?
Yeah, that's good.
Pretty good, huh? Okay. So go ahead and try the other one. And you have to tell me which one of those two is from the grocery store.
This one, I believe, is the grocery store.
Okay. So you're saying that one is the grocery store. I'll tell you if you're right at the end. Why do you say that?
The rice feels like more harder and like more like and the eel is more tougher.
Does it not taste as good?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, so the first one was good. The second one was like, eh. No. All right, you ready for the second one? Over here we have nigiri. It's gonna be I believe tuna nigiri, and they. I wish you could see it because it looks so different. Like the two rolls look completely different,
really?
But they're the exact same. Yeah, so go ahead and you can start on whichever one you want. And I try to make it equal because I try to put them both in the fridge to make it, like, somewhat both cold. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling?
Yeah.
Better or worse than the eel one?
The same? The eel one a little bit, but better.
Okay. Good, not good?
Eh.
Eh? Okay. So go ahead and try the other one. And this is, no, a little bit to your, yeah, there you go. Every single one of my guests have problems when they're blindfolded. All right, here we go. You have to tell me if this one's from the grocery store or the one that you ate before. It's kind of hard, huh?
Yeah, this one was tougher. I think the one on the left was...
The other one that you ate? Wait, yeah, so out of one. The last two that you just ate, the one right now or the one before that is from the grocery store?
Before the one I just ate.
Yeah, the one before? Okay.
So what's the next one?
So this is going to be salmon.
Salmon.
Salmon nigiri.
I love salmon.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Let's see if you're an expert at salmon or not. You told me you're a sushi expert, so we will see. You said that you love sushi.
I love sushi. I wouldn't say I'm a sushi expert, but I love sushi.
Yeah, I do love sushi too. Mm. All right, go ahead and give this a try here.
Left one.
Mm. How you feeling about this one?
I like it. It's good.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
No.
Curious about when you try this next one. What if you got all these wrong, bro? How confident are you?
I think I'm pretty confident.
All right, go ahead and give this a try.
All right. Not as good this one, but I can tell it's more tougher.
How about the salmon? Just the salmon part. Is it better or worse?
The salmon actually like it tastes better, but it's just
the rice.
Yeah, just
wow,
the rice.
That's interesting to me. So, which one are you going to say is grocery store? The better salmon or the other one?
I'd say the left one. Oh, no. The right one might be the grocery store.
So, the one that you just ate? Yeah, you got to make
that, it. That one's tough, bro.
That one's really hard. This might be the hardest one.
Yeah, because I do love something, but like they...
You said the second one, salmon tastes better.
Yeah.
But so you also said the rice wasn't that good.
Yeah, the rice wasn't good for this one. That's the only thing.
Or maybe the grocery store tastes better. You don't ever know.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's why it's tricky. So
yeah.
I'm usually like thinking, like, maybe the grocery store not as good. But I think the grocery store might be the right one.
So the one that you just ate.
Yeah.
Or the one before that.
I just ate.
The one that you just ate, you said is the grocery store.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go on to the final roll. This is a Philadelphia roll, which is with cream cheese, avocado, and I believe either tuna or salmon. I forgot. So
okay.
this last one right there. Perfect. Right there.
Right, okay.
Uh-huh. You got two rolls in front of you.
Okay. All right.
So this is going to be your left roll.
Okay. Left.
How's that feel? That one is not that healthy. Yeah. It has cream cheese in it.
Yeah, it was okay. And not really.
Really? Okay. It's not that good.
Yeah.
All right. Try the final one. And then you're going to tell me if this one is the grocery store or the one before that. So fun watching people do this.
I'm gonna say I like this one better. So the one on the right
is
not the grocery store, but I'm gonna say
The one on the the left is the grocery store.
Yeah, the left.
The one that you tried first.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Tastes bad. The right one.
Take off your blindfold. I'll tell you if you got it wrong or right.
All
right. How do you think you did?
Yeah, I think I did good. I'm pretty confident.
How many do you think you got right? All four?
I think I would say, you say all of them right? Maybe what do you say.
Think?
What
do you think?
3 out of 4.
3 out of 4?
Yeah.
Well, Theo, you are correct. You got 3 out of 4 right.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
The first three you got right. The eel, you got right. The salmon you got right. And the tuna you got right. Uh-huh. The one you got wrong was the Philadelphia.
The last one?
Yep. You said that the one that tasted really bad was actually the restaurant.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
That's funny.
That's funny. I won't put the restaurant on blast because it's in Greensboro. Hey, man, you did good. Hey, thanks for coming out.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. This is a cool experience.
Man, you awesome. Killing it. I'm glad that I made friends with you.
Yeah,
you're literally me in an alternate universe. If I did MMA, we're both in the nail business. We're both Vietnamese.
Hey, if I get injured right before my fight, I have you in. You're training already.
I'll grow out a beard. Yeah, I'll be I'll come in. Well, I'll get a tan real quick. Get a little bit tanner.
And just curl my
hair.
Yeah.
Get a perm so I can get curly hair. And I'll just step in for you. We'd be like twins.
Yeah, we'd be like.
It's like the I don't know if you've ever seen the meme of the Spider-Mans looking at each other. Yeah, that's us. We're like, who's who? Yeah. All right, man. We'll shoot another podcast when you're back, man. And hey, guys, tomorrow, September 21st, Tuesday, is going to be fight night at UFC Contender Series. You guys check out Theo. He is the third match, and he's going to be against Steven Nguyen. And if you guys want to follow him, it's Theo, T-H-E-O, Relaying. R-L-A-Y-A-N-G. Thanks, man.
I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, we'll get you back. We'll get you back. All right. All right, bye, guys. Everybody take care. Have a great week. Right. That's a wrap.
Oh, man.